Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
And this concludes our test of the emergency broadcast system. Had this been a real emergency, your radio would be melting in your hands.
Coming to you live from internet station TGIF, this is TGIF Radio, where unlike any station you've ever heard, we say bad things, we say bad words. Everything's a joke, you'll get over it, you'll figure it out. Deal with it. Also, your mics are off. I did it again.
I was going to say, everything's a joke, except for when it's not.
Yeah. One thing that is not a joke is muting your microphones. It is kind of funny.
Except for you have used it as a joke.
Oh, yes, many times.
So it's all a joke except for when it isn't, and it isn't a joke except for when it is.
How do you know? Just pretend everything is, okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Probably safer bet.
You can't see our faces.
No.
That's like the only giveaway. Most of it's a joke,
although
I promise.
You're working on changing that, I thought.
Hmm?
I thought you were working on changing that.
Eh, kind of.
Do we want them to know what we look like? No.
I don't really care. It's kind of a back burner right now.
Yeah.
All I know is that, you know, I'm eating in ways that'll make me more camera friendly if we ever do decide to go with that.
Fair.
But fuck, is it hard, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not wrong in saying that beer is liquid bread, right?
Kind of, not really, no.
Okay. So
I was gonna say liquid gold, but...
It could be seen that way. If we're just going to devolve into that world where we have to use it as currency, why not?
Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
But it'd be hard to hang on to.
Yeah.
There'd be a depletion.
But you could always brew it again. You don't even necessarily have to brew from hops. I mean...
It's true. It may be harder
shitty for... shitty if you don't brew from hops, but...
It may be harder for people to brew beer than it is to counterfeit money. Counterfeiting money, all you need is just, like, a printer from the early 90s that doesn't have those special dots on them.
And the plates. And the right paper.
Yeah, that's
which
true.
Which isn't even really paper.
Yeah, but yeah, you know, you just talk to North Korea about that or something. I hear they're really good at counterfeiting money,
wouldn't
actually.
Surprise me.
It's a very big thing they're doing.
They can counterfeit a society. They can counterfeit money.
But that even that doesn't quite pass.
No.
What society are they trying to copy, then?
Just a normal one.
Wow, you guys really missed the mark.
Without any sort of, like, it's like counterfeit money. Without anything to compare it against, if you had never seen a $100 bill before and somebody gave you a counterfeit $100, you'd probably think it was real.
You just take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you never knew what a real normal, not North Korea society looked like, you'd probably think North Korea was normal.
Did you hear about the guy? He was trying to steal a poster of Kim Jong-un, and they caught him doing it, of course. And he got sentenced to, like, 15 years hard labor.
Sounds about
right.
What? Yeah.
Wow.
But he got put in a coma in the middle of his sentence and sent back to the U.S.
Hmm.
And I believe he's still in a coma.
Wait, so they induced a coma?
Or they beat him into one.
I think they beat him into one.
Seems likely.
Damn.
If they induced one, that is a whole nother thing, because then they were probably, like, brainwashing him behind the wall or whatever.
So, major candidate.
Yeah. Best candidate, because he's from Best Korea.
Manchurian candidate. The original was a Korean veteran, Korean War veteran that was captured.
Oh, for real?
It was a Korean POW.
Oh, I haven't seen the movie, so... Okay, I was being more poignant than I realized,
yeah.
I guess. way too on the nose to be a joke.
Yeah, no, if I'm correct, that actually was the plot, was a American soldier who was captured by the North Koreans was brainwashed and sent back to America in order, I think, to assassinate the president.
That's pretty good. Plot line.
Because
anyway,
returns after years of POW, he's going to have a handshake on national television with the president.
Oh, of course. And then that's when you slip him the stick of poison gum.
Or just kill him outright on television, and it's an expendable body. It's not like North Korea expended a person they care about.
Yeah, that'd be true. Show it off to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be pretty awesome.
The Americans even hate this guy.
Yeah. Everybody's like fucking jumping up and down, I guess.
I still need to see it, though. I haven't seen it. I know the basic plot premise, but I've never actually seen the movie.
I'll get there eventually.
Or the remake.
But I'm trying to cut out, like, bread shit, you know, so I look good on a video camera. And God damn it, it's fucking hard, okay? two big weaknesses. Beer is not among them. I can get rid of that easy because I have this big bottle of rum over here. Fried chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, fried chicken is absolutely number one on that list. Like, I'm not having dreams about it quite yet, but I think I can get there.
Yeah.
If I just, you know, if I eat stir fry and eggs for long enough.
Yeah.
My main sources of food right now, stir fry and eggs.
Eggs are a complete source of all the amino acids, I think. I think it has like 7.
Nice. So, but
the more you know, listeners.
I don't have that sound effect on cue, but this is where it would go. Let's see. I don't know where my buttons are. Let's just turn that up a bit. Anyway, yeah, fried chicken. There's not very much bread to it.
No, it's basically just flour that's been fried.
So I don't feel super guilty when I eat it.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, it gets offset by the grease, and maybe the grease helps.
Yeah, I think that's what's worse for you more than the breading is the amount of grease that's trapped in said breading.
But fuck, that grease is good, man. Especially you go over to like the Fred Meyer across the street, you get some of that fried chicken in there. Shit's loaded.
Best way to do fried chicken is to double bread it. You take the chicken, put in the breading, then you put in the buttermilk, and then you re-bread it, and then you fry it.
You know,
gets a nice crispy, not too thick, but nice crispy breading on it, but doesn't fall off either.
Yeah.
I've been enjoying Crispitos from the little gas station that's right by my work. It's so like bad, and I don't want to know how many calories are in it, but oh my God.
That sounds like a Crispito?
Yeah.
It sounds like something that involves a Cheeto.
And yeah.
Does it really?
No, it involves cheese and like shredded chicken, and it's in this deep fried tortilla. Oh my God, I think I'm getting fat just thinking about it.
Makes me think of there's a little food truck that's near our office that it's called El Fat Cat Grill.
Nice.
It's actually I've gone there once. It seems to be like a favorite of the people in the office because it seems like people go there at least once a week.
Yeah.
But the one thing I got there, it was like a pork trifecta type sandwich. I don't even remember what the name of it was, but it had ground sausage, ham, and bacon in a
nice
hoagie bun with some lettuce, and I think you get it with pico as well.
And we're sure that those were all real meats. I mean, it
was quite clearly real meat.
Okay, beef isn't just another term for cat.
No,
neither is pork.
I don't believe so. It tasted like pork to me.
Who knows what those sausage? Who knows what those other languaged people are doing with our cats?
And then they top
that's
it with
the whitest quote I've heard.
Yeah, and they top it with mozzarella cheese. And then they have a like a habanero pineapple sauce.
What? Wait a minute.
That doesn't sound weird. It sounds really weird, but it's actually surprisingly good.
This sounds like, all right, this sounds like something that you smear on a trap for humans. Because, and not even like one to capture the human, one to kill them. Because it looks like a pineapple, but you eat it.
It's a sauce, not a thing that you eat.
Oh, okay.
It's a sauce. It's a habanero pineapple sauce.
I pictured just a habanero flavored pineapple, which would be the worst prank ever. No, wait, best prank, worst crime on humanity. That's been done so far.
I'd try it.
Of course you fucking would, because you got like mutant tongue head syndrome. I don't know how you do it. You're just popping habanero seeds like it's fucking Swedish fish.
I'll say bubble gum, but
oh, okay. You don't like Swedish fish?
No, I like them. No, they're not like the greatest thing ever, but they're, I know I'm probably gonna get crucified for that, but some people are like absolutely all about their Swedish fish,
very protective of their Swedish fish,
and they're just a meh gummy.
I think they're pretty good.
They're good. I'd rather have other gummies.
I like it when they sit out a little bit and just get a little bit tough. Something about the chewiness.
Makes it feel more like a fish.
And then it gets that soft interior.
Not what I was going for, but I don't know. It's a texture thing. Like when it's like super fresh and it's like almost slimy, that's...
I think it maybe reminds you of, it's a flashback to when your ancestors first came to Canada. And they had to survive by eating raw fish.
That is a very good theory.
So they could catch fish but not start a fire.
Correct. Okay. It's a very... It took a while.
Props to remembering my ancestry, for those who don't know.
They came to this country
a
million years ago.
From France, they went to Canada. From Canada, they went to... Minnesota.
Who knows where?
Minnesota, of all places.
Yeah, Minnesota's pretty Canadian.
Yeah,
and then I ended up here in the Northwest.
Yeah.
I mean, they say hoser there, right?
Yeah.
What's that?
Hoser's like a dumbass, I guess.
Mm.
Or
that's a great
basically,
thing.
Yeah.
It's like the same thing as tosser in British speak.
Yes.
You know, just a general...
It's British. It's its own version of English. It's like Australian is its own weird language.
Where you're like, what?
Yeah, I caught like 70% of it.
You don't need to understand all of it.
There's some movies, British movies, that I have to watch with subtitles. Like, Snatch was one of them for certain parts of it.
I watch a lot of things with subtitles now.
It helps.
I mean, all the little bits that you miss, you know? I mean, weren't we, I think we did a thing on the show a couple weeks ago, that one little bit in Pirates of the Caribbean, Captain Barbossa's, like, slanging around some pirate speak, and you're like, all right, I'm never going to understand this, but I assume he doesn't give a shit about what she's offering.
Yeah.
And it was basically true. He's
speaking the old timey of, you know, calling her bluff.
Yeah.
It's
like, I know exactly what you're doing. Fuck off.
The most recent movie I had to watch, like, full subs, because otherwise I would have been fucking lost,
yeah,
was The Witch.
Ooh, that's a good movie, which I've only seen in the theater once.
You actually went and saw it in theater? I just watched it. It was on Amazon Prime. I'm like, well, I hear everybody's, like, raving about this movie. Okay, fine, I'll watch it.
It is extremely memorable.
It was okay. I think I expected something more or different than what it was.
Yeah.
I think it just got built up by too much hype.
When we were staying in New York, Kirstie's got a friend that's pretty into taxidermy. That's okay. Where we were staying. And she's got a few heads on the wall, and one of them is a goat head.
Yeah.
Looks exactly like Black Phillip.
The sound was by far the creepiest thing throughout the movie. You get that weird, shrilly music throughout that just makes you like kind of go, oh, shit's not right.
Sets your teeth on
but
edge, you know.
The entire movie is in Old English.
They fully
100% commit to that mid-1600s feel.
I don't feel like I missed out on it too much.
No, but I was like, well, because initially I turned it on when Therese was asleep. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm not going to turn this up to where I can hear and understand what they're saying.
Yeah.
That's what you do while I'm sleeping.
What, watching movies?
Watch British movies.
No, this wasn't a British movie. It was like actually a small little independent film, wasn't it?
Oh. I don't know who made the thing.
But anyways.
If I type it into Wikipedia, is it going to be spelled with V's?
Like V-V-I-T-C-H?
Yeah, because I know that's how it was on the poster.
Yeah.
The Witch. No, The Witch. Witch.
It was, I mean, it was a decent movie, but I don't think it was as scary as I think I hyped myself into thinking it would be. I watched it just around Halloween time, too, so.
Ooh, worst director name ever. Robert Eggers. E-G-G-E-R-S. Like, there's no beating around that bush. I'm sorry. There's an egg in your name.
Yeah.
Better
than in your name than on your head.
It premiered at Sundance, so I'm...
Yeah, it would have been independent then, I think.
Yeah, it's a tiny little thing, although it doesn't... Initial co-production.
Well, it just takes place in some tiny little plot of land out in the New England.
Yeah, I think it takes place in Maine, right? Like, this is the movie you watch to make you decide never travel to Maine.
Well, it would have been...
Because that's where Salem is.
Mid-1600s, which I think would have been Massachusetts. And I think Salem was, I thought, in...
Salem was in Maine.
I didn't think so.
I
thought it was in Massachusetts.
Salem witch trials.
Which weren't really about witches at all. It was just getting rid of undesirables. But anyways, that's irrelevant.
Well, it's a good way to do it. Oh, yeah, Colonial Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Why did I think it was Maine?
Because everything creepy happens in Maine, as Stephen King has told us.
Yeah, even the lobsters are kind of creepy. How fucking huge they are.
Yeah.
Like, it just makes you wonder how big are all the other lobsters out there. Will they eventually crawl onto our beaches and enslave us?
Is it going to be like Attack of the Killer Crabs or whatever the hell that movie that Ben got me out of the 3-pack? The crabs that eat you and then acquire your knowledge and can telegraphically amplify your voice through their minds or some shit like that.
That was very twisted. I don't
even want to know.
Just assume that the crabs are gods. Crazy bullshit telepathy thing.
But they can be defeated by a positive electrical current.
It's so
because
lame.
They're negatively charged, and so when they're introduced to a positive current, they cease to exist. They're vaporized.
It's like that fucking kite man you were talking about, except he could be defeated by scissors,
and
they
can randomly shrink the size of an island through I don't know what magic fuckery it is, but
the movie, it's movie fuckery,
I guess so.
I kind of want to rewatch 10 seconds, again. And this is what it turns into.
Yep. Yes. So sorry.
1950s okay. Like sea movies.
The Creature from the Black Lagoon.
That's
so
actually pretty good.
Scary. When I was a kid, like that. Oh my god.
That was a book too, right?
I believe so. I love how the old monster movies come out around Halloween time in Walmart. You can get like the old classic Halloween movies, like the Boris Karloff Mummy. You can get Creature from the Black Lagoon, the old Dracula movie from like the 30s, Nosferatu. All these great movies that'll come out for like $5 on DVD in places.
Nice.
So, I was gonna get a couple of them, but I was like, I don't really want to spend that much money right now.
$5 or five finger discount?
Yeah.
It can't be that hard to steal a DVD. If I...
No, they fit perfectly into the back of your waistband between your hips.
If I could once sneak two monsters, a pack of sugar babies, and a box of Mike and Ike's into a movie theater, I could certainly take away one DVD from a Walmart.
I remember when I had my... one of the times we snuck into the theaters, I had, like... four boxes of candy, like 3 1-liter bottles of soda, like tucked into my belt and waistband.
3 1-liters. Oh my
God. Wow, that's impressive.
Because I had like one on each side tucked into my belt, like basically like a cowboy holsters.
Fuck yeah.
One tucked into like the small of my back. That was mine.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, I had my peacoat on over me that was unbuttoned so it was loose.
Damn, that's some fucking... shifty
and then
shit.
I had like one that I was like held up my sleeve that, and I was just kind of holding the sleeve of the peacoat so it wouldn't fall out or one thing of candy or something like that.
Do you happen to remember the movie?
I don't remember what it was. A group of us that were all going to see it. I don't remember what movie we were seeing.
Oh, okay.
But it was something at the Regal 99, which that has to generate like a quarter of that Walmart sales.
Let's see. I think we're going to give Ben a call at this time.
Yeah.
He was responding to text messages today. Which
yeah,
is pretty
he's
good.
He'll be back tomorrow sometime.
Yeah.
It didn't say when, but.
Yeah, we'll figure that out later. But we'll see what he got to say about this movie contraband. If he has anything to say at all. Very likely he won't.
He probably won't pick up. He might be driving back. No.
Oh, right now?
I don't know. Did he say he was. Or he might do one last night of debauchery before coming back?
That he said he like might. Ben.
That sounds more like Ben.
Yeah, the responsible thing would be like, okay, I'm going to drive back.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to bed.
Oh, have we?
Leave a message after the beep.
All right, let's leave him a message.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Sure we can.
Pick up your phone!
Hey, Ben, we're kind of curious. What is the most amount of garbage food you've ever snuck into a movie theater? Drew's got the record right now. Of course he does.
I think Therese actually does because we actually one time you had your big
hoard
purse.
Me out, you
and,
fuckers.
No, we smuggled all sorts of shit into your purse. It was before they started checking purses for like guns and shit like that.
Oh,
so
shit.
That dates this. It was pre-Batman theater days.
Oh, before the days of Batman.
Yes.
He inspired everybody that Batman. Or not Batman, the opposite of Batman. You know, the guy who shot everyone.
Yeah, for seeing Batman.
Yeah.
We're on a watch list now.
If we weren't before, we already expected to be at least like two or three.
I think we were on a watch list in 2012.
Probably.
Actually, one time I did just walk straight into a Cinetopia with an entire bag of Five Guys food. Not even hiding
I honestly don't think they care.
They don't give a fuck there.
As long as you're not filthy, which is what would annoy me, having to clean up other people's shit. Like, people are so inconsiderate.
Cinetopia is pretty chill, though, and they seem pretty fast and loose. Like, you can, if nothing else, just bluff your way through things.
Although they do have assigned seating now, which may be
like assigned seating.
I like it, too, but it may just be it might be a sign they're cracking down. Just everybody watch out out there. Ben, we don't apologize for this voicemail. You gotta pick up sometime, dude.
Yeah, you knew this was coming.
And then you could be a part of it also.
Yay! Family, or pseudo-family. All right, bye. Yeah, we'll try again later. Yeah. Or no, we won't.
I love how we just like had the show on his voicemail. Like, I think that's great. He has a piece of the show with
him. I kind of wonder how often he goes and listens to his voicemails.
Probably when he's really high.
Because we've left him like one voicemail from the show every week since we've got the phone set up.
Pretty much. Like, I hope he's not deleting those.
I don't think
it's
he
Ben.
Cares.
I don't think he goes in and deletes his voicemails ever.
It's a miracle that he even has space on there from all those bitches ringing him up. Ayo.
I think we're talking about Ben.
Are we not?
Yeah, so I don't think that's a likely...
I thought he was getting tail on the reg.
I don't know.
All right, maybe...
Really...
He's not like Andrew, where Andrew says...
Pretends he does.
We love you, Andrew.
Yeah. No, we're just kidding. We're just flipping shit, and you're not here to defend yourself, so...
Bring home the used prophylactic, and then we'll believe you.
Or bring home a
Picks
woman, and we'll believe you.
Send us a picture of you touching a butt.
Like, literally, even if you come home with a kid, I won't believe you.
Where you could have gotten that kid from anywhere.
I've seen too much Game of Thrones to believe that shit.
They steal babies a lot in that show?
No, but there's certain plot points that I don't want to spoil for anybody who hasn't watched the show.
They're probably stealing babies to eat, right?
No.
That's, talking about me? That show's too deep. I need something like Frasier.
It's a great show.
Can Frasier not be deep sometimes.
Frasier can be deep and emotional.
It's usually Martin or like the characters that you least expect it.
Yeah, it's not usually Frasier that goes through an emotional arc.
Yeah.
But
yeah, really,
sometimes
he's
he does.
Kind of the same, honestly. Like, there's certain things that happen.
He doesn't really develop that much. I mean, I guess sign him. But it can be very heavy and emotional.
Well, I haven't found any of those yet.
Not like in a bad way, but in like a tasteful, dramatic way.
God damn it, TV. Why are you trying to teach me shit? Get the fuck out of here with your books and your learning.
Sometimes they do get sappy around like the Christmas episodes. Of course.
Well, yeah, you have to.
Like, there's one Christmas episode, not spoiler anything, where, like, Frasier's son is coming to visit him and trying to figure out a gift to give him turns into a little debacle.
Oh, here's a thing I don't know if I've experienced before. Like, I'm the place that, the area that I'm in at work, it's IT and accounting, basically. There are at least three people with their own radios.
Okay.
Really?
Excuse me. Oh, yeah. They're just their own personal ones sitting at their desks. And it is just a matter of days until somebody switches one of those fucking things to K103, our rival station.
Yeah.
K103, here to ruin your life with your fucking Christmas music.
It's after December 1st, so I bet they're probably already playing Christmas music.
November
1st, you're right.
Yeah. No, that is kind of their...
It used to be the day after Thanksgiving. Then it used to be the week before Thanksgiving. Now I think they start probably around now.
Oh, God.
Isn't that funny? Humans.
No, it's not funny at all. It's not funny at all.
Just let me finish. Yeah, humans so evolved, yet we worry about when we should celebrate certain observed days
that are stolen from other religions.
Yeah, and how like when we should start setting out decorations for certain holidays.
It's just
interesting. Everyone talks about it. Like it's a human thing. Like why was that bred into us? Like how?
I don't know about the most random things.
Yeah.
All I know is I want Christmas in March and Hanukkah in January. That would be perfect.
Jesus is the reason for the season.
That being technically, it's actually based on the Roman sun god that we have Christmas on December 25th. But anyways.
Thanks, Roman sun god. We couldn't have done this without you.
And that's so funny that Christians are like, yeah, we know Jesus was born in March, but he's the reason for the season. And like the manger scene and like the snow.
Yeah.
Like, this is what I grew up with.
Well,
like,
think about it. Because
where did you guys get this?
It said in the Bible with the birth of Jesus that the sheep and whatnot were out to pasture. Do you think that you're going to really take your livestock out in the middle of winter to go grazing?
Or what I never thought about was how it's all just like open. Like,
yeah.
When I was a kid, I never imagined walls. I just imagined like this half little
this
shed.
This is
like
house.
Yeah, essentially.
Like, it's just open to this like snow.
That being said, Easter this year is going to be great because it's on April Fool's Day.
No way, really?
Yeah. All the atheists be like,
literally, it's like Easter this year is literally Jesus's April Fool's prank. Ha, JK, LOL, April Fool's not dead.
Was not dead the whole time. That'd be fucking awesome if he, like,
rapture.
You know, actually descended from the sky. That would be an even better joke. Right,
he ascended, not descended. He was in a cave for 3 days and then moved the rock aside and decided, fuck this shit, I'm
out of
here.
He floated away, that's right. Okay, so now he has to...
JK, LOL, not dead, and then... He's like, get this shit out of my face, and then moves the rock.
This would be the biggest fucking twist ever, okay? They recently found a new chamber in the Great Pyramid
of
Giza.
Yeah, I heard about this. This is awesome.
What if, on April Fool's Day, Jesus just kicks a fucking hole out of the side of that pyramid? He was in that little chamber the whole fucking time.
It predates Jesus by about 3,000 years, but...
Maybe this changes.
Maybe he built his own separate chamber in the pyramid.
Yeah,
he's like, dude, this was cool. I want to go. I want to stay in here.
Maybe
no, I'm just
because
this is really blasphemous, but
maybe because an all-knowing bearded sky man is his dad. Maybe a clone of him was made, and then he just fucked off down to Egypt for a bit, and he was like, "Yo, Pharaoh, I got this great April Fool's thing lined up. You don't know what that is yet. It's not gonna be around for." Like, another 1,000 years, at least. But seriously, hey, let me into your death house, and we're going to make something historical happen.
It is interesting how we picked the holiday days, though.
We stole, if I remember right, Christmas was...
Based on the Romans.
It was Saturnalia?
Yeah, basically,
originally?
The Roman sun god was supposed to be, like, his birthday or some sort of something like that. The Romans... kind of amalgamated because it was around the same time that Romans made it actually legal to be Christian.
Oh, if the Romans say it, it's okay.
Well, they were the power in the world. They were the only superpower in the world at the time, so.
That is, yeah, that's true. You had to kiss some dude's feet, and then you were allowed to buy bread.
I don't know how that works. Anyways, but no, it was Emperor Constantine basically made Christianity A-okay because he converted to Christianity. And actually made Christianity almost kind of mandatory in the Roman Empire.
He was before Nero, right?
I think he might have been after.
I think Nero was kind of
psycho.
He was like the nihilist of the kind of Roman leaders.
There was a lot of them, but yeah, he was definitely one of them. And then
a lot of burning. He liked to burn things.
And the Roman Empire went back and forth on a lot of religious tolerance in general. Before Christianity became okay. There would be emperors that were like, you're Christian, whatever, just don't like be screaming it in the street corners, I'm okay with that. And then other emperors were like...
So even then there were guys standing on street corners holding up those weird signs.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. And then other ones were like, oh, that's funny, let's burn all of you at the stake. And then...
That is funny.
And then, yeah, no, and then, you know, around 300 AD, that kind of 180'd, and it was, you know, Christianity was the cool one, and, oh, you're pagan? Well, okay, as long as you don't do it in public, I don't really care. And then other emperors were like, oh, you're pagan? Well, we're going to kill your entire family.
Damn.
God, too much back and forth. You get fucking whiplash as a citizen.
It literally just depended on who the emperor was. And the emperor seemed at that point was changing every like 10 years.
Because they kept getting stabbed, right?
By the Praetorian Guard, yes.
What do you got?
We should have a segment called History Lessons with Drew.
Yes. Well, it doesn't
make knows music. Everything.
It doesn't hurt
history.
That most of the podcasts I've been listening to are history themed podcasts. Oh. But the one I've been listening to a lot is actually on the Roman Empire. But
just don't steal anything from them. We might get sued.
I don't care. Hey, actually, the one that I've been listening to.
Good way to get in the news.
The one actually I've been
listening to. Yeah, bring out the lawsuits.
Local podcast from small town sued.
By other local small town local podcasts, because the one I've been listening to is actually based out of Portland.
And the picture,
of course, it is.
And the picture
did not know that
story.
Until about like 20 episodes in. He actually was saying how his parents run like some like refrigerator repair shop in Portland.
Nice.
Noise.
But the picture of the news story would just be me sitting in this chair shrugging, getting
sued.
All
of us just like, eh, fuck it.
It's, hey, whatever, you know, brings in the clicks. We don't get enough of them.
But yeah, no, it's actually one of the things I realized with the Roman history thing is it's amazing how many emperors were killed by the Praetorian Guard, which is like supposedly equal parts their bodyguard and kind of sometimes secret police.
So like if the president kept getting shot by the Secret Service and they kept rehiring the same guys.
Basically, it'd be like, you know, if the Secret Service, you know, after a president basically made too many things that the Secret Service didn't agree with, they're like, yeah, hey, let's go out for the speech. And then, you know, they're waiting for you out to have that speech. He walks two steps, blam, blam, two shots to the back of the head.
You know, that's and almost then, like what we have going here, except it's the CIA. But just moving on.
And then the Praetorian Guard also helps. It'd be like if the Secret Service actually helped pick the next president after that. Because the Praetorian Guard would often help pick the next emperor who they would often
tend
to kill. Because the next emperor would be like, yeah, I see what you did to my predecessor, so I'm going to get rid of you.
Yeah, we would.
Oh, really? Stab, stab, stab.
We wouldn't have made it past Kennedy if that's what was really going on.
There were some...
If that's what was happening, everybody would be farming potatoes and cabbage just to survive.
Actually, one of the podcasts I was listening to actually does give a lot of reason to believe that the idea of, you know, the CIA or the government was behind or was a part of the Kennedy assassination.
Oh, I absolutely believe it now. You know, there was actually a lot more documents released.
Yeah, I
recently.
Heard about that.
There are some that are making specific references to LBJ wanting the public to think that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone.
Mm-hmm.
That was the thing that he wanted to push.
Yeah.
Make this guy the face of this whole thing.
Well, for years, ever since Kennedy came into office, he butted heads a lot with his chief of staff or his joint chiefs.
Yeah, because he was cool.
Well, the way
he was young and hip and trying to make America sweet, baby.
Basically, he just wouldn't listen to what they had to say. He basically decided this is what we're going to do, and he wouldn't listen to any advice to the contrary.
Mm-hmm.
And that made him unpopular because they thought that he was weak and was just going to get them nuked by the Russians.
Nah.
Because you got to remember, this is 18... I'm thinking like around like the...
1895.
The Cuban Missile Crisis is 18... Or 1960... Damn you.
1963.
Y'all need to learn your history, Vox. Blanket talking about history.
Fuck you, Rick Berman.
Yeah. Anyways, JFK had a certain way he was handling the Cuban Missile Crisis, and you know the generals and whatnot were like, "Yeah, no, you're just going to get us killed. You're some weak idiot that's going to buy into everything the Russians do." And so, hearing more of like the actual stuff, because actually Kennedy taped most of his Joint Chiefs meetings,
as you should.
But the thing is, none of them knew that.
Yeah, as you
that's
should.
The point. Yeah.
Yeah, he taped them even like when he would leave the room, he'd leave the tape recorder running.
Nice.
So there have actually been tapes that actually I think you can access them now and listen to them all.
They're probably in those new releases.
Yeah.
Thanks, Intertrons.
Because one of the podcasts I listened to actually played a snippet of one of the heads of the Joint Chiefs. Ooh. After Kennedy left the room with his brother, Bobby Kennedy, who was the attorney general at the time, yeah, during the Cuban Missile Crisis, one of the generals basically saying, this guy's basically, paraphrasing, he's saying, this guy's a fucking idiot who's going to get this country nuked because he's too spineless and weak to do what needs to be done. Which, wow, what he was saying needs to be done is deploy nuclear, tactical nuclear, yeah, warheads to Cuba. Blast the place.
I don't get why they're thinking that, because he made Cuba back down while he was alive.
But at the time, it didn't look like that was going to be the happen.
But it did.
Yes, but we also, you got to remember, we also have the beauty and hindsight of 2020 vision. We don't, because the last 18 years leading up to this had been the Russians escalating the amount of nuclear warheads and constantly stepping the game up. And so it was a common belief that it wasn't a if when nuclear war happened, it was just a when. And who did it first?
So what made him turn around anyway was he just, he didn't give him the finger or nothing. Apparently he was a spineless idiot.
Well, that's what they thought at the time. And then it backed down, and then obviously everybody changed their tunes. But when it was happening before Khrushchev backed down, then yeah, everybody thought he was a spineless coward. Or not everybody, but some of his Joint Chiefs thought he was a spineless coward who couldn't stomach doing what needed to be done.
See, I don't know why the fuck you guys had to kill him. Like, if he made Mr. Khrushchev back down right then, because, like, doesn't that prove that he's awesome?
No, because at the time, even then, they still believed that it was just a bluff by Khrushchev. Khrushchev was playing the long con. That, oh, we'll step back, we'll come to the table and deal, but you have to be the first ones to step down from nuclear disarmament. And then, oh, America steps down from nuclear disarmament, now we're the only ones with nukes. Bye.
God damn it. You're supposed to listen to your president, you fucking asshole.
At the same time, the president's also supposed to listen to their generals. That's the whole point that they're there.
They need a back and forth.
Yeah, exactly.
There was some. It worked out for Kennedy. He should have rubbed it in those guys' faces. Yeah.
No, I'm not saying Kennedy was a good or a bad president one way or the other. I'm just saying that that's what people believed at the time.
He would have been great if he was allowed to live longer.
Yeah, how probably wouldn't have had Vietnam.
He was like 30...
In his 40s.
Oh, he was in his
40s? Yeah, he was 42 when he got elected, I believe. He was the young... He is,
that's actually, yeah,
pretty he's good. Actually, I think, still holds the record of the youngest president ever elected to office.
I thought he was in his 30s when he got elected,
honestly.
He
was in his early 40s, I think.
Let's see. Ba-ba-bee-ba-ba-boo, 1961... He was 46 when he died.
Yep.
So he would have been 44.
Yeah.
Never close. Mind. Not quite as young as I thought.
Well, no. He was assassinated in 63. He was elected in 60. Or 63 versus 60.
Sit that people.
So he would have been 43.
What did I say?
44.
I didn't say
we're
that.
On a really big history tangent here.
Seriously, yeah.
That's okay. Anyways.
Nah, it's fine. I don't care. Nope, I don't think Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone anymore. LBJ was a smug fuck.
Mm. I can believe some of the conspiracy theories. I don't. There's not enough evidence to say one way or the other.
A lot of files, though. We got to start digging.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Oswald was involved. Whether he acted alone, who knows?
He might have just been hanging out in the bookstore, like he claimed, or whatever that place was. Not a bookstore.
Book depository with a surplus Italian. Rifle with
books
a...
Books depository. Is yeah. That...
Depository.
Depository?
Put books in your ass.
Sounds like a suppository.
Yeah no, that's what I thought. Like, that's the most direct way to learn now is just cram
inject
it up there.
A book up your ass.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
To Kill a Mockingbird? Absorbed.
I mean, that'd be a preferable way of taking in some forms of media.
Through the ass.
Would you rather just... get it all directly injected at once, or would you have to rather sit through all and read all of, like, War and Peace?
This is the only way you can experience Transformers 6.
I'm not even sure I would want to experience it at all.
I don't even know if it exists.
I think the best way to... Well, not yet. Michael Bay technically has
said
that...
there.
Yeah, it depends on how much they offer him. Michael Bay has said that he's not going to do any more Transformers movies after, what was it, 5 that just came out?
think so. But
he said this is going to be his last one until they offer more money, and then he'll say, okay, this will be my last one.
Why would we believe Michael Bay? There's no one has faith in that man.
I haven't had faith in him since the 90s.
I haven't had faith in him since Bad Boys 2.
Okay, that would have been early 2000s, so yeah.
It was pretty good, but I mean, well, hey, when did The Rock come out?
99?
Height of my faith in him.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, we were also children.
Yeah.
Coronation? That
was, if I was like an adult and I got to experience his entire filmography, that's when I would have been most hopeful for him. I was like, man, yeah. he's crawling out of that hole.
See, that's when I did experience Michael Bay's peak. I didn't see The Rock until I was like 20.
Nice.
I have no memory of The Rock, honestly.
It's fantastic. It's Nick Cage, Sean Connery, and Ed Harris in a Michael Bay vehicle. It's awesome.
The Rock isn't in the movie? I'm so confused.
No.
The Rock is the name of the movie, not the star of the movie.
That would be pretty funny, though, if he was involved.
Unless they were all running around on, like,
oh no,
Dwayne Johnson's body or something like that.
You know what? I just realized... this made me so sad.
What?
One day, The Rock is going to be rebooted, and The Rock will be in the movie, but he'll be like 60 and he'll be playing Sean Connery's character. God damn it. I hate this fucking world.
I would ironically torrent it.
Me too. I mean, God.
Because honestly, I'd rather see him as Nick Cage's character. I'd rather see The Rock pretend to be Nick Cage.
That would be kind of cool. But who would play Sean Connery's character?
Nick Cage.
And this circle completes itself. Oh shit! Okay, yeah, let's.
Because I want to hear Nick Cage do a shitty ass Scottish accent.
Yeah, we need.
It's a grunchling.
All right, we need to start praying to a chaos god, and it'll come to fruition on its own. Editors of Hollywood, we're all here.
We're just literally printing money right here.
Come on, you guys. Why aren't we? I mean, you're going through some tough stuff right now. Because you just fired. You exiled a major producer from your tribe.
More than just a major producer. There have been others.
What do we call Weinstein? Mean...
Harvey?
Yeah, I'm talking Mr. Kevin.
We call him Harvey. Harvey, Harvey, Harvey Weinstein.
Yes.
That fucking guy is gone. I'm taking his job.
But what about Kevin Spacey? Like, I'm heartbroken. Like, Kevin Spacey, I love, like...
You can still love him. That's fine.
I love his work.
I know,
work.
But I feel bad about what's happening to him, whether it's true or not. If it's true, like, I'm going to be upset.
Well,
if it's not true, then
we
I'm
don't
be
normally
upset.
Do current events here. But
no, we try and avoid them actually. But
I got.
But
I
when
gotta,
it's our nigga, I mean,
yeah.
that's our nigga Kevin Spacey. Like, yeah. Let's not no ifs, ands, or buts about right. that. But here's what I think about it. Every story that you're hearing about all these people has the word allegations in it. Allegation is a synonym-ish for speculation.
Pointing a finger, yeah.
Pointing a finger, yeah.
There's an allegation that Lucy is a very high-energy dog and can't hang on the show. Is that an allegation or not?
I would say more of, there were allegations that Michael Jackson molested children.
It was never proven.
Exactly.
Okay, and I just have to, like...
I'm using that as an example because I know that's something you will understand.
I know, just let me say something. So, Corey Feldman, who is, like...
Put that mic right up on your face, though.
Corey Feldman, the name that is kind of hot in Hollywood, he's making a lot of accusations, and he has some, you know, weight behind his claims.
Very much so.
But he said that Michael Jackson, at the end of the day, like, was there for him, and... He just kind of left it at that.
As in,
I'm not quoting him.
Was there to support them when nobody else would be there to support him when nobody else would?
Hmm. Yeah, and so the fact that he's saying that all these, you know, there's bad people in Hollywood, the fact that he could, like, stand up for Michael Jackson, like, that kind of made me feel better because, like, I want to believe that he didn't do that stuff to children.
Well, he was acquitted of everything, which means that there was no proof beyond reasonable doubt that he did anything.
It basically sounds like the person that accused him was the type of kid that was instructed by their parent to, like, shoplift.
Hoping
like,
that it would get, like, settled, some sort of settlement. Hey, I'll pay you $20 million if you shut up and drop the charges.
Well, and actually, she did have some shoplifting charges, the mother of the kid who accused Michael Jackson. Like, they were pretty much just dirt poor. Like, they were doing anything they could, and then...
It was a quick payday.
They had probable cause to lie about it.
Yeah, and this is, like, fact. Like, It's out there.
Should I get you a t-shirt that says, "Let the man in the mirror go"?
No.
That's a good idea.
I had to throw that out there because I followed the Michael Jackson case since I was a child. Like, I was like 13 or something when he died. And like,
You've been a very big fan of him your whole life.
You're probably the biggest Michael Jackson fan on the show.
Really? Do people really know that about me? I think that is so funny.
That's awesome. They're learning now. Yeah. And I believe
that. If they didn't,
that.
Then it's their problem.
Well, I mean, I want to keep an open mind. Like, if he actually did do it, obviously I'm not going to support him anymore. I'd be like, wow, I mean, he's popular, but I don't like him anymore. Like, he's just...
But I don't agree with that mentality. And same thing with Kevin Spacey, which is one of the points that I have is, I may absolutely vehemently hate the person, but I respect the work that they've done.
You gotta respect reality. The work that they do is...
Because and we all have bad things.
And the things of that course. They... Yeah, it's like, for example, Tom Cruise, crazy-ass individual, but he's... reliably
he runs so fast
he's reliably
and
entertaining
his eyes, man, wow, if he only I had that much expression.
He is reliably entertaining on screen. If Tom Cruise is in a movie, it's likely
he just got caught up in the
I'll watch it and
Hollywood
be like, okay,
mafia.
Tom Cruise is in this, it's probably okay.
Yeah. He's got that Scientology money though.
Yes, but at the same time, the movies he makes typically are good.
What about that new Mummy?
I never saw that. I heard that wasn't great, but
I heard he almost got to fuck a god, which, you know, take that chance.
Was it Xenu?
No.
That's probably why it wasn't in the movie then.
It wasn't Xenu, but I mean,
because he hasn't reached that top, he hasn't reached that very final level of Scientology yet where he gets to
fuck Xenu.
Yeah.
God damn, that's a pretty high level.
Because he's not the second highest. He's not at the highest yet.
I mean, God damn it, Tommy. If you had the chance to fuck a god, you do it.
There
what's wrong
go,
with you?
Going into Christopher Walken again.
I didn't notice.
Only if L. Ron Hubbard is there is in some weird three-way with
Xenu. We all have our alter ego and we start drinking. Like
Renee turns into Walken, you turn into Chatrice, who I turn into.
I like to think I turned into Larry King, but what do I know?
Drew turns into like one of those really serious reporters. Like if you went out for a drink with them, like that's probably how they would talk.
How drunk do you have to be to start talking like Howard Cosell?
Who's that?
He's a sports reporter. Sure, yeah. Hold on a second.
Who would that person be? Like, it'd probably be someone that you least expect. Like, they're just like, whatever. And then they start talking like a sports...
Well, he was a sports commentator.
Oh, commentator, my bad.
With a very, very distinctive voice.
Telling
Let's
it
see.
Like it is.
That's
one of the that was the top YouTube thing was this taking it telling it like it is.
Let me see. Let's do Muhammad Ali next to Howard Cosell. Maybe this will give us something. The greatest of all time.
We have an update.
Barbs outside, and there was
okay. That isn't him. Who cares?
I go, you follow me.
Oh, is this the guy?
I done made you famous enough. Everywhere I go, you follow me to get your name in the papers and on television.
I done made still you... be stealing bikes in Louisville if
don't
it
was.
Oh, damn, that's a good way to get slapped if you weren't on television.
You're being extremely truculent. Whatever truculent mean, if that's good, I'm that.
What does truculent mean?
If it's an act, just look at my record and see if they have the other fights been acts.
Renee is
typing it into a new tab.
Well, what makes you think I'm acting?
Okay, well, this is mostly focused on
Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali. Oh, Muhammad Ali, Howard Cosell interview. Maybe.
But I do want to bring on our first guest. He's a magnificent young man. Nobody else has aroused so much passion during the decade.
That word makes
that could be
in his penis. Yep.
You could put in different names and that line would still work.
That is great.
He's aroused so much passion.
Brash, arrogant, obnoxious youngster. Nothing about him has changed.
But you see,
you can tell his opinions of Muhammad Ali are dripping through that.
What are they, Drew?
He respects him as an athlete, but he can't stand the man.
He thinks he's
black.
Well, he just thinks he's an asshole.
No, it's I see a scrappy relationship.
Yes.
It's banter.
He respects him, but he couldn't spend a lot of time with him.
Yeah. I mean, but...
We all have people like that, right? Mm-hmm.
You see, he's got a distinctive voice, and the only Howard Cosell impression that I know is from Better Off Dead, where Japanese twins are shown in the movie. One of them doesn't speak English, and the other one learned how to speak English from the wide world of sports with Howard Cosell. So he talks like this all the time.
Okay.
Language lessons. Inspired words from a man who knows how to ski.
He's very enunciated.
Yeah. So I don't know if I don't. I think the more drunk you get, you would sound less like him, actually.
Okay.
Now that I think about it, let's abandon that thought entirely. Where were we on originally? The
respecting actors or actually artists in general outside
this
of
is kind of a cringe topic. I'm not gonna lie. Okay. Like part of me inside Without, is
okay,
just like,
you heard it. It's cringe. We have to move on. Yes.
Wait, okay, I just gotta make this one statement, then we can move on.
Okay.
Outside, and you gotta look at it as, do you respect and appreciate their works? Their works, nothing other than that. Before these allegations came out, for example,
I believe so.
Then don't let what the person does cloud what they've done.
But we aren't engineers; we don't compartmentalize as much.
Well, that doesn't necessarily make it.
I know, but you have to understand people.
I do understand that, but that doesn't mean just because Kevin Spacey may be, you know, kind of. May or may not be a shitty human being doesn't make me not like House of Cards or American Beauty or Seven or any other number of projects he's done and done a really good job of.
And what's interesting is up until now, Kevin Spacey has been untouchable. Like he hasn't been pretty in much. Sort of any like thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And ultimately all those things are recorded and put down and preserved outside of current events. And so I don't think current events should cloud things that exist outside of them.
And maybe, like, that's why the Hollywood Mafia chose him, because...
oh, to go next?
Yeah, because he
big name to sacrifice.
It's true. I mean, they're throwing out some pretty big names, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the funniest one, honestly, to me... Is the Louis C.K. one.
Oh, that's not surprising. That's the least surprising of all of them.
Can you think of a more pathetic thing?
The thing is, allegations regarding him have been circulating for years.
It's very true. Like, seven years.
That's probably the least surprising one that I've ever heard.
And the worst thing, his life is fucking over. You gotta go build a cabin in the woods Maine.
No.
And eat,
Louis C.K.
And eat lobster for the rest of your life because you admitted it, man. You're done here.
Did he actually admit it?
Yes.
Okay, because the last I heard...
Yeah!
The last I heard is that he canceled a movie premiere before a New York Times article came out.
Yeah.
Which is basically the same thing.
Wow.
And he issued an apology where he reiterated, all the people that I jerked off in front of admired me so much. That's why it happened.
I could totally see him doing that. Jesus.
Which is...
That's so fucked up.
It's so crazy. The world's laughing at you, Louis. Also, you have a shitty name. What does CK mean anyway? I always thought it meant Cuck King.
Where did you get that?
The Innertrons.
I'll say, given current events, it's not exactly the worst name.
No. Chicken Neater? No, it's not that.
It's
Cuck King. It has to be.
Let's go with that. Anyways, moving on. I got nothing, but...
That's okay. You don't have to have anything.
That's the way the show goes. We got nothing, and we just make it up as we go.
Yeah. I love not having anything.
So full of shit.
Do you guys want to see where Jared is?
Yeah.
Let's call him.
Yeah.
He said somebody else was driving, so he should be able to pick up the phone.
Yeah, let's see what's going on with Jared. That phone's going to ring till the end of time. Phone's going to ring. On our dime. Rhymes are cool. Rhymes are slick. Can't think of anything that rhymes with slick.
All I could think of was dick. Sorry.
Kevin Spacey likes... No.
Allegedly.
No, he actually came out and said that as a deflectionary tactic.
Yeah.
He's always hinted to that. I think he goes both ways. I mean...
Yeah, I can see that.
God damn it, Jared.
Pick up the phone.
No, that's just for Ben.
That's for anybody who doesn't pick up the phone.
You've never done that to me.
We've done that to pretty much everybody who's not picked up their voicemail.
You've been here every time we tried, so we haven't had to yet.
Yeah. No, anytime we...
Lucky me.
Anytime we try and call somebody, it's always pick up the phone and then goes into the voicemail.
Holy shit, this really isn't...
This is intense.
This is way longer than any normal voicemail ringing should be.
I'm going to try it again because...
Did the phone break?
Maybe. This is honestly a really shitty app, and I never should have done this.
Dude, I don't want Renee ever reviewing any app I ever create. He's going to hate it.
You making some apps?
But if I did, I would
I'll say the best solution is just to never create an app. But...
Wait, hello? This is dumb. Wait.
Hello?
Oh, you know, it's doing that because we're yelling into it.
Oh, cut out?
Yeah, that's kind of
By we,
fault.
You mean you, right?
Yes. I think I yell the most.
This is likely. Which is funny because I often get cited as being the loud one, I think.
As your voice?
I've adjusted the mics over time.
You know that I talk quiet as fuck. Like, we have radios at work. Yeah. But, like, usually I just don't want to talk to anyone. So when I have
okay, this
to
app
speak...
isn't working. I'm giving up. Anyway, you keep going.
When I have to speak into it. Notice me speak into the mic.
Yes.
Like, I just, I subconsciously get quieter because I just, it's so annoying.
You have anxiety of talking to people on the phone.
Yeah, like, maybe this job will break me of that because it forces me to.
Is that where your scar also stems, that anxiety?
Maybe, because, like, I was so eager to answer the phone and I just got an
injury. We talked about this last week, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, another good callback. Way to go, guys. Listeners, are you getting attached to
us?
Are
you impressed with our references to ourselves?
If not, you should go back and listen to all the other shows, and then you can determine.
So if we pursue...
all of them, not just the last one, all of them.
Oh, God.
When we pursue more marketing, I think that we need to appeal to some sort of emotion.
I think that emotion should be
anger. Yeah, like,
look
at commercials of, like, Johnson & Johnson, the baby wash. It's, like, the new mom with, like, this cute little baby, and everyone goes, oh,
we're going to have to hire a baby?
I mean, we could.
We have a puppy. That's close enough. Hey. That's the second best thing.
And she's not even allowed on the show because she's such a shithead. Yeah. I don't think we'll make good parents.
Okay,
fuck.
I got a good idea.
You
all
cry,
right.
Like, stay home.
Your dog can still be a part of the show, certainly as the part of the promo.
The ad material.
Yeah, and here's a great idea. Okay.
Just okay.
We have your dog just sitting on a bed. Camera's black.
Okay.
Fade in, pan up to your dog's face. Text on the screen saying, "Isn't this dog adorable? Wouldn't you like to see this dog on a show?
Maybe you
will." And then a gun appears next to her head. Unless
what?
You click this.
That's so clickbaity, Renee.
Unless
I'm
you,
ashamed
yeah.
of you.
I was going to say, zoom, pan up to the dog with, like, a microphone in front of it and headphones
yeah.
no,
on.
No, you know what, like,
oh,
bandwagon
good.
We need to jump on? The don't text and drive. Listen to radio instead.
Which is
that's
good.
Popular, oh, my
right?
God.
That's a good PSA in general.
I like
have
that
you guys
one?
Seen that commercial
which
of,
one?
Like, the baby walking and the person's responding as they're driving, but they don't get to send it because it got in a car crash, and so you see, like, it
yeah,
pan
it's
out
like
from the
halfway
baby
through
walking.
The text. Like, oh my gosh, she's so cute.
Yeah.
And then
okay, that's so messed
and then
up. But if we could get on
the
phone bandwagon.
The screen of the phone is cracked and then it keeps panning out and the car's like upside down, the glass is broken.
Yeah.
No, like,
airbags are deployed.
Literally, like, I don't text
hear,
and drive at all anymore.
No, this is a good
idea.
I
no,
really think dead babies could take us off the ground. You
I
know?
Mean
how about puppies?
Is it are they
or
taking
like
us
the,
off the ground because we're standing on them?
Do
or?
You guys remember that drinking and driving? Commercial
which
where
one?
It's like you won't get to come home to your dog like if you drink and drive and get in an accident.
Mm-hmm.
And it just showed the dog like at home alone waiting for the owner to come back. It was so sad.
It's almost
oh,
like
man.
That one Futurama episode that everybody tears up at.
Oh, yeah.
The dog.
Yeah, everyone needs to shut the fuck up about that.
I actually
okay?
have never watched Futurama, but that's the only episode of Futurama I know about.
I watched that and...
It did nothing for you?
No.
That's because you're redhead and you have no soul.
It's not necessarily that. Let's not just pin it down to one issue, okay?
Okay. Well, what other issues? Since you said not just one.
Sociopathy.
This is true.
I don't know. General non-attachedness to figures on screen. I don't
fair
cry
enough.
At shit on screen. All right? It's a cartoon dog.
The closest I've come is Schindler's List, I think.
Also, all you people that claim you cried at that episode, you're fucking liars, okay?
Yeah,
the
agreed.
Only reason you're doing that is to get your little likes
sweet, sweet
or
karma.
Your hearts or your karma points on the Facebook. I don't know what the fuck you kids are doing now, but it's stupid bullshit.
Yeah,
and pretending to cry at things seems to be the only thing that makes it work.
To pretend to cry at a cartoon to get fake internet points.
God damn it. You're so lame.
Only because other people have gotten those fake internet points because of crying at said episode.
I haven't logged into Reddit in 2 years, but if I ever see anybody putting the comment, where's the person cutting the onions, I'm going to fucking log in and downvote you, and then I'm going to make another account and do it again, because it is the most hackneyed, cliched bullshit that's ever existed.
It's one of them anyways.
Reddit should just go away. Well, no. Let's not make it go away entirely.
No. I still like perusing it, but I've never created an account.
I just want... God damn it. I wish I was back in like the 80s BBS days. The fucking Wild West. It's gone now.
I just look at it for just content. I only look at specific subs without an account.
Oh, actually, you know what? This is kind of relevant. Hey, Therese. Kirstie Alley, as far as you know...
Well, we're still alive. Scientology hasn't murdered us yet.
We got no responses to that, unfortunately. Damn.
But we did get retweeted, though.
She's not in the country. What do you guys think about that?
Probably a good choice to avoid the cabal that she's a part of, I guess. Is she trying to leave?
Or spread it?
I don't know.
Anyway, is she verified on Twitter was my original question.
Let me finish this Clash of Clans war and I'll check.
Okay. And you go ahead and do that. But the thing is, I saw something today and it's a little disconcerting. Not that I give that significant of a shit anyway, because tweeting things, not something I really do anymore, you know? This show is just kind of happening. I'll promote it when I feel
like
it.
Most of your tweets would typically come from when we would get you drunk and then you just would... You tweet more in like an hour of being drunk with us than you would like an entire week beforehand.
It's pretty true. It just seems like a good idea. But...
And it's so funny, the things you come up
with. I think of things sometimes. I may try and get into it more, but I'm less inclined to do that based on the new policy that Twitter is putting out. There's a badge that certain people can get next to their names. It's a blue check mark.
Certified?
Verified.
You've been on this for a long time.
Have I?
Yeah.
Just the concept of it?
I think you've ranted about this like a year and a half ago.
Eh, you know, it sounds like me, but, you know.
Anyways, continue.
We'll come back to it. It's something that you get if you're super popular, and the plain English definition of verified means this is a real person. They are who they say they are. You know? But Twitter's recent policy has decided that in order, if you have this blue check mark and you want to keep it, they are going to monitor both your activity on Twitter and off it.
Well, that's what you get for installing your app devices. So basically, they're just being open like about the fact that they're spying on your devices rather than hiding behind it.
Either spying on their devices or just they're trying to create these weird spokespeople for Twitter. It doesn't make any sense. Like, if you do, like, you don't even say it on Twitter. You go on, like, some fucking podcast that you've never heard of. I don't know, TGIF Radio. And you go on there and you say a really tasteful joke about the Jews. Twitter might hear that and they'll take away that little blue check mark.
Sounds about right.
So it's an arbitrary mark already. And it kind of is just a little, it's not entirely arbitrary, actually. I take that back. It's a little mark that shows that you're a good little Twitter citizen, and you'd never say anything that would make the executives over at that business mad.
And so you people all get on my case about not having multiple social medias.
Yeah, come on.
Interesting.
Fucking dumb.
Because I could... Partially,
the Twitter mafia.
Partially because I think, see, it's all stupid, and secondly, yeah. I can see why I don't want to be holding to a bunch of corporate fucking shills.
So, I would like to announce my new mission.
Destroy Twitter?
My new mission is just to get verified.
Okay.
And as soon as I get that blue check mark, okay, I go, all right, this is why this entire website is bullshit.
Oh, figure out every single reason why they would unverify an account and do all of them within 10 minutes.
Yep, I want to get banned, nuked, get me out of there immediately.
And then say so on other social media to draw attention to other social media.
It would be pretty
fun.
Go
on to like Google Plus or some shit that nobody goes on.
Ooh, guys, maybe that's where we get popular. Google Plus.
Nobody gets popular on Google Plus.
That's so funny.
Literally nobody does.
They haven't shut it down yet, have they?
No, because probably because it costs more to shut it down than it does to keep it open.
Do you guys have MySpace?
No, I never had it.
I deleted it like a long time ago. I wish I would have kept it for like
posterity.
Journals. Yeah.
But what about Tom's self-esteem if he sees his friend list going down?
Who bought it? It was like some weird person.
Wouldn't surprise me if Facebook bought it.
Oh, I didn't know Renee, it was sold.
Can you tell us who bought MySpace?
Yeah, I could probably figure this
the
out.
The listeners need to know.
Do they?
I think it was someone random that just had like a shit ton of money and they were like, you'll buy Facebook. Or, sorry.
Is
MySpace.
It still actually active?
It is, yes. MySpace.com is still an active site. You can go
you
to
think
it.
I could recover my old account.
It's like,
I don't know.
The alt Facebook.
But it was awesome. I don't know. Nostalgia.
I do wonder what the next thing beyond Facebook will be.
In 2011, Specific Media Group and Justin Timberlake jointly purchased the company for $35 million. But then it was sold again. Let's see. February 2016 announced MySpace and its parent company had been bought by Time Incorporated. So
Time.
Like the Time.
Ooh.
Like
one of the subsidiaries of Time Warner.
Oh, yes. Time
so
Warner. Yeah.
Just some rich ass people that are like, yeah, I want to
so,
own
yeah.
everything.
But Justin Timberlake, you weren't off by too much. He had a major stake in it at one point.
Yeah.
Did I say that?
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
Not Justin Timberlake, but you said a random guy. And Justin Timberlake's pretty random.
Yeah. Like what? Okay. So you.
What does he want to do with this?
Because he was in the Facebook, in the social network. And so, therefore, he had to have a stake in the opposite network.
He's method acting.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He had to buy. He knew he was going to be in the social network, so he had to buy MySpace in order to get in that character.
Buy an entire MySpace.
Hi, I'm Justin Timberlake. Like, I'm a multi-billionaire. I'm married to Jessica Biel. Oh, yeah. And I own MySpace.
Half of MySpace. Yeah.
Half of MySpace.
Goddamn, like, that's a pretty sweet resume you got there, Mr. Like, Timberlake. Why
don't
you be in our film?
So, Tom and Justin want to be your friend.
Yeah, you should be able to. I think you should try and recover that account. See if you can add Justin Timberlake. Let's get him on this show.
Create a TGIF radio
I feel
MySpace
like
account.
If he's the type of guy that I think him to be, like, I think he would do the show. Like, we just need to get at him.
That would
Who?
Be awesome.
JD?
Justin, yeah. He'd be like, yeah, man, that'd be so cool. The Pacific Northwest, some like small town radio show with like these nerds. Yeah.
I gotta
I'll
say
do that.
One thing.
I don't think we could handle all the ad revenue that would come in afterwards.
That'd be a lot.
If he was sitting here talking, like, I wouldn't say a word. I'd be like, it's Justin Timberlake, man.
I gotta say one thing, though. He can't be funnier than us. That's not allowed. I gotta shout him down.
No, he'd be the guy where if he said anything, I'd be like, that's so funny, Justin.
That'd be said, he's
and
like...
And then I would hate myself afterwards. I was like, oh my God, I was that girl.
I'd be like, well, I don't think I could talk to you the rest of the show. No, just kidding. No, I'm kidding. Because like Renee's saying... He can't be the funniest one on the show.
I know, and then I would listen back and be like, girl, you sound dumb. I mean, I feel like I always do, but whatever.
I mean, well, let's put some perspective on it. He was on SNL. How funny can he be?
Yeah,
that being said, when he was on SNL, he was usually the funniest person on SNL.
I only liked
Stefan. But then again, the comparative people, not exactly... greatest caliber.
Oh, God.
I like it when they make fun of presidential candidates.
I like it when they actually make fun of people without being PC.
You got to go back to like the 80s for that.
Basically, yeah.
Oh,
that's
also,
how you know we're getting old.
Kenan Thompson, he should take a long, hard look at his life. He should buy a new Mercedes. He should put the key in the ignition. He should go on Google Maps and find the nearest lake and drive into it.
Honestly, you should just find the nearest lake and then forget to open the garage door.
You guys. I'm going to be that mom. Oh, my God.
Kenan Thompson sucks.
No, I don't hate him, but
I do.
Why?
I don't hate him.
Racists?
No, actually, that being said,
Yes, I'm racist for this.
I don't hate him.
He's like the...
He is one of the funnier members of the current SNL cast.
Come on now. Really?
The current SNL cast sucks, by the way.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. So you're saying the entire bar
he's like, it's like saying he's the prettiest leper.
What the fuck? Where do you come up with this shit?
He's the leper with the most fingers. That's good. Oh, shit.
He's the leper that, and nose, his nose hasn't fallen off yet.
Throw them away.
But no, the lepers have nothing to do with my podcast as far as
yet. Not yet. We, you know, we can get him here if we want to.
Anyways.
Oh, shit. That's what I did.
But no, honestly.
That's why I'm so loud.
When I would watch SNL, I would typically just watch it for the Weekend Update.
Yeah, pretty much. And now, and then, even now.
Even now, know, it's not even that funny.
New York's Hottest Club.
Yeah, there's so many different things in the Weekend
Update. That was the last funny thing on that show.
That was so funny.
Except maybe David Pumpkins. And that's just...
Nah.
You don't think David Pumpkins funny?
Not terribly.
Why are you suddenly sounding black?
Girl, you don't think David Pumpkins funny? Get the fuck out of here.
Nah, man, I didn't want funny.
Just the way he said it, I was like, I do.
David Pumpkins was funny right at the end. All the shit leading up to the part where he sneaks up behind him and he scares him. Yeah, you know. But right at the end, that shit's pretty good. That's a smart way to measure. Drew just filled up a shot glass and poured it into a bigger glass. That's pretty smart.
That way I can sip on it, make it last, but then, you know, I know exactly how much I'm drinking.
That shit's wicked smart.
Smart.
How do you like them apples?
I like them pretty good. They taste like
I know
bourbon.
You hate that line from that movie, but...
I don't know. That whole scene is pretty hackneyed
anyway.
It's
very contrived.
Don't ever respond to somebody that asks you if you like a food. That's the lesson that you should learn. Especially apples.
So if I say, do you like pizza?
Dude, I love
pizza. Why would I answer your question, you fucking mongoloid? That's what I was
saying. So I'll assume, no, you don't like pizza.
Did you order a pizza? Otherwise, I don't give a fuck.
What if you're in a restaurant and you order some food and you're like, hey, do you like this type of food? No, I don't like this. Okay, fine. I was going to share with you, you fucking asshole, but I'm going to keep myself now.
All right. Use the context around you to identify
if
you should even answer this question. If somebody
yells through a window whether you like a type of food, just turn around and don't answer them.
I find that if I ignore my problems, they kind of go away.
That's pretty good. That's good advice.
Hey, I
until
have a
he
question.
Comes back.
Yeah.
So, where did you get your mug that says TGIF Radio?
I believe my mom got it for me.
Should we get a web store?
TGIF
Radio mug.
That
and
was
t-shirts?
A subtle plug for merch.
That would be cool if I had the time.
If Frank Oz has taught us anything, merchandising is where the real money is made.
Thanks, Frank Oz. Was he
not
like...
Frank Oz? Mel Brooks. Sorry, I don't know why I got.
Mel Brooks.
It was Mel Brooks pretending to be Frank Oz.
But who?
Spaceballs.
Oh,
merchandising.
Oh, yeah.
Where the real money for the movie is made.
There you go.
Because he was pretending to be Frank Oz, who was Yoda.
Now I get it.
I noticed how cool the mug looked. And
It's pretty cool. Someday when I think of a new logo, there might be a cooler one. But
I like the logo.
We should get TJF the flamethrower.
But I wonder what it would look like if the mug was white. And like... It didn't have the black background, and it was just like the color.
Oh, you mean
just,
if it just had these colors?
Just like have the black text and then the sound bars.
That might be interesting.
Like even if you didn't like, I think ideally it would say TGIF Radio,
or
but,
like an all black
you could
mug.
Do it in like black.
Yeah,
or just a black mug.
The black text, you mean?
Black
in the...
text, white cup, and then the logo. Or you could do just the logo. Honestly, I think a sweatshirt with that logo would be really cool. I don't know.
It would be cool, but I
and then see it like TGIF Radio on like the cuff.
Ooh, that'd be interesting.
So people would know if they looked for it, but it would be obscure enough that people would want to seek
people
it out.
That,
yeah,
people that like were friends with you'd be like, "Where did you get that sweatshirt? Or what is that?"
Oh, it's an
like,
exclusive
oh,
podcast.
Radio.
You're probably too not cool enough to know about it.
I got some merch like that for Red Bar.
Yeah,
I'll have to show you. I think I wore that shirt here once later, but I'll
we
show you.
We could buy like 10 of them and distribute them like to people.
Ooh, ultra rare shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then people
just randomly drop them like a box full of them at like a college campus or
and
something.
And then when we're like 60 and making like a lot of money because people are like, oh my god, TGIF Radio, like we're the new Frasier. You know?
That'd be awesome.
We could be like,
do you think
yeah.
podcasts are going to be popular in 25 years or 30 years?
I don't know. Do you think the government's going to eliminate media?
Possibly.
Ooh,
we bet
they won't eliminate it. They won't eliminate it. They'll just control it.
Regulate it. Oh, yep. Don't get me started, girl.
Equal PSA right now. I'm going to think that's good enough of a segue PSA about the net neutrality vote coming up in the beginning of December. Oh, y'all fuckers need to get in on this and contact your local representatives and get them in on this
December.
Shit.
December. You guys December. Get ready for it. We might go away if you don't vote for this thing.
If Net Charlie goes away, we're quitting. No, I'm just kidding.
Are you Winona Ryder or Christopher Walken, Renee?
Both at the same
Why are you
time.
At me? I don't know.
I'm both at these. Is that Winona Ryder? I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing. Honestly, I do want to get away from this logo.
Yeah.
What did you
think about
making
a new logo?
I kind of envision a smashed radio.
Okay.
Because we're better than radio.
Like with a sledgehammer?
Because we're not on it. Yeah, like, maybe just a radio with a bunch of knives in it or something. I don't know. I got a few. Most of the ideas that I have involve a destroyed radio.
Okay.
We can think of other things for sure. But that's all I got. Right now. It's not an urgent thing. I was designing something and I showed you it,
right.
But... it came to my attention that that might be too busy.
Okay.
For a logo. There's a lot of stuff going on in that
Logos
thing that
are
I made.
Best when they're simple.
Yeah. And a smashed radio, I think, conveys a pretty clear idea.
Yeah.
Fuck real radio, because they're playing Christmas music for you. K103.
Are we ever going to play Christmas music? Other than maybe our Christmas episode?
Only for the Elvis. Christmas episode. Elvis made some Christmas music. We'll probably play some of that.
It's pretty fucking old school Christmas.
Yeah.
That's why we like it.
We will do a tasteful amount of Christmas stuff. Most of it will be us talking.
Probably.
But.
Burn a Christmas tree as part of your Christmas celebrations. No, I'm kidding.
We might have one in here. I don't know.
That's part of the original tradition of. When the Romans first started doing the whole thing, when they converted me, because that was part of the whole.
They started the tree?
No, it was part of. The celebration of whatever the
Splatternadia,
whatever Roman god they were celebrating before it was Christianity,
Krampus,
whatever. That's actually part of the original myth of Santa Claus. Actually,
Krampus is the anti-Santa.
Yeah, Krampus is basically Santa's. Like, picture Santa as being like a loan shark, and Krampus being the guy to come bust your kneecaps if you don't pay your loan.
Okay.
I mean, that's overly simplifying it, but I'm not going to go into the details.
So they
right
work
now.
Together.
Kinda.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I was really hoping that, like, Krampus would pick up a baseball bat with nails in it, and Santa would pick up a skateboard.
No,
and they'd go at it.
It's like, if you're good, Santa will come bring you a toy. If you're bad, Santa will send Krampus to come take you away.
All right.
Forever.
Well, I never thought they stood in the same room.
It's same like with Mr. Sandman. If you don't go to sleep when Mr. Sandman comes, he'll rub glass into your eye.
Okay, how fucked up would this be if, like, a kid woke up on Christmas Eve and at the foot of his bed, he saw both Krampus and Santa staring at him, judging him, trying to determine. Like, this kid is very on the fence,
like,
okay?
He's seen you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He doesn't know whether you've been bad or good, more or one or the other.
So we'll let the fates decide, and then Santa just pulls out
so
a single coin, and he flips it. And it lands on Tails, and then the kids get stabbed. Happy ending!
Unless Santa called Tails.
Oh, shit, yeah. Well, who's to
yeah,
say?
Santa flips it. Ding! Call it.
Who's to say? I don't know. Them in the same room is a pretty funny idea.
Yeah.
I like that. I think there was a movie about Krampus.
Yeah. Couple years ago.
Shit, right?
I'm just picturing, like, Krampus being, like, riding shotgun in Santa's sleigh playing DJ.
I wouldn't mind that. That'd be pretty funny. I like that shit. We're going off on a Christmas thing here, so I think we'll just wrap this up. We ran a bit long anyway. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
You know, that's kind of how the radio works. This 1 hour thing, we're not tied down to it.
It's an idea more than an actual fixed thing.
Yeah. I mean, someday... It'd be insane, but and we'd have to get like blasted. But I think we could do like 2 or 3 hours.
I think
a couple
so.
Marathons, raise some money.
Yeah,
Jerry Garcia, not Jerry Garcia, the other guy, Jerry Lewis style.
I was gonna say like a Christmas, like a call donation thing where people got to call in. The more people call in, the longer we stay on the air. Or when we get a certain dollar amount, then we'll finally stop.
These are pretty good ideas. We're going to have to listen back to this and remember them.
Yes.
I think.
Write it down.
Yeah. Go and like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/TGF Radio. We're also TGF Radio on Twitter. Email us things. Because you're not, we want you to at TGFRadioShow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at TGFRadio.com. Closing statements from you guys?
Support our merchandise. You know, it supports our cause.
Support our future merchandise.
Yes.
Yeah. Just send the money early. We'll get it to you.
Yeah, send us a check. We'll probably send you merchandise if and or when we get merchandise.
I'll buy them a t-shirt or...
They'll send you a sticker.
Yeah.
God, making a t-shirt would be so hard.
I will steal his cup and send it to them.
Yeah. And my PSA is going to be, do not buy the new Star Wars Battlefront, period. Do not.
Oh, my God.
I know. Don't start.
Because they're trying to charge you a lot.
Oh, so many other things.
I heard something about that.
Yeah.
We'll let you figure it out.
Just don't do it. Ever.
We'll be back next week. Party on, everybody.